This is the Bloom Boss Podcast. My name is Alyssa Morton, former 9-to-5er turned full-time event florist and serial multi-six-figure entrepreneur. Every day, I'm bringing you an inspiring conversation, quickie mindset episode, or lesson learned to help you take the leap of faith into building a floral-based business. Thanks for starting your day with me. Now, let's boss up. Are you an aspiring or new event floral entrepreneur struggling to find the information, trainings, and community you need to build your own joy-filled flower biz? Come join us in our Bloom Like a Boss Club, the exclusive community for event floral professionals. Each week, our members receive a new design and recipe along with monthly group trainings and bonuses for being part of the club. Visit the link in the show notes to learn more. Welcome to the Bloom Boss Podcast. I'm so excited to have you listening in again today. You know, I like to alternate between mini mindset episodes and floral related topics to keep you inspired, learning something new, learning from conversations and people that are doing the thing, people that are doing big events and small events and building a business that they enjoy. So everybody's got a wealth of information to share and we can always keep learning. So I love that you tune into this podcast to put your mindset in the right space, get you ready to take action, and keeping you moving forward, because there's some topics that we know, but we get out of habit. So I like to remind you of these things, because like I said, like, you can have a process ironed out, and then before you know it, you are ignoring your own process. So I think that it's important that we revisit these things and remind you. So today's episode is a reminder to use data and analytics to make informed decisions and drive your business growth. A lot of times we get sucked into the need to post on every social media platform and keep showing up in different ways, posting blogs, posting on Pinterest, posting on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of the things. So I want to remind you to make sure that you're collecting data. This is something that I do with all of my clients that I bring on. I have a referral tracker and like where they found me. And this is something that I just shared in my masterclass that I just did. You can catch the replay. I'm gonna drop the link in the show notes if you wanna get the replay and all the bonuses with it. But I have a referral tracker that helps me make sure that I am tracking exactly where my leads are coming from, how they found me, if they converted, like what the conversion rates look like, so that I can keep track and know, like, okay, Instagram isn't the place. Maybe it's a certain planner that you need to like facilitate that relationship more. Or maybe it's just somebody else. Maybe it's another florist. Knowing exactly where your leads are coming from and how well they convert helps you to make an informed decision about where you should be focusing your marketing efforts on. Something else I use and that I do with all of my clients is I send them a survey after they book with me. And it's like a feedback form so that I can see exactly why they booked me, what problems they were experiencing, how they were feeling in the process, like what they were looking for. Was there something that appealed to them for my branding? How they liked my inquiry process? Is there anything I should change? And this is really valuable feedback because these are people that are booking you. These are people that have hired you that can say, this is what I loved, this is what I didn't love, this would be really cool if you incorporated, this is how you should update your website. Having specific feedback from people that are hiring you helps you know these are the things people are looking for when they're looking to hire you, you know? And obviously, this is something that we all need to make sure that we're doing. You need to be analyzing exactly what your money's doing, where it's going, how you're spending it. If you have QuickBooks, I recommend it. I have a link in the show notes that I can share with you for an affiliate like discount. I think it's like 20% off for 3 months or something. But this helps you to make sure that you're tracking all of your income and your expenses to see where your money's coming in from, what your biggest revenue sources are, where your expenses are, what your biggest expenses are, if you need to cut back on something. I'm a big guilty, like I'm raising my hand right now because I am so guilty of buying all sorts of different programs and subscriptions in the sense that like I have ActiveCampaign and Flowdesk and MailerLite, all the different email platforms, Asana, Airtable, Trello, like I try everything. I try HoneyBook and Dubsado and Trellis and Curate and all of the different systems and software, and then I forget to cancel them. So do you know how much money I'm wasting like by doing that? So I need to make sure that I'm tracking what softwares I'm using, analyzing exactly like how often the money's leaving my account so I can make sure that I cancel things. So if I see something go through on my credit card statement, I know if I'm checking it monthly, I'm not going to be charged again for it next month. But if I'm not checking these things, I could have 3, 4, 5 months of credit card statements that I didn't see this charge going through on. So you need to make sure you're looking at your data and analyzing it to make sure that you're not wasting your money, for one thing, and then also making sure that you are analyzing exactly what your expenses and income look like so that you can plan accordingly in the future. So this helps you to keep in mind like what you can afford this year, what investments you can make, if you can hire a team member, you know, what your growth looks like, what you can expect to take home as the business owner, all of these things. So I just wanted to remind you today to make sure that you're set up to track your analytics. If you haven't checked in a while, go check, see what your social media looks like, see what your referrals look like and your booking conversions and sources and all of those things look like. Check your QuickBooks reports to see what your income looks like, if you're rising or sinking, you know, helps you to plan accordingly to see what you can afford. And as always, tune back in tomorrow for another mini mindset episode. Thank you for sharing this podcast with me. Thank you for letting me know all of your thoughts. Thank you for leaving reviews so that more people can find us. Everybody needs to know how valuable reviews are for a podcast, because that's how Apple and all the other platforms know to push our content out, that people like it. So please leave a review if you haven't already, share it with your friends, tag us on social media so people can find us, and share it with all your flower friends, because I think it's really important that we all bloom together. So have a great day today, and I'll see you again tomorrow. I hope today's episode inspired you on your floralpreneur journey. Make sure to check out the show notes for a rundown of today's episode, along with the important links and resources we drop for you. If you enjoyed this and want a deeper dive into some of the topics we discuss here on the show, make sure to join us in our Bloom Like a Boss Club, and I'd be grateful to see that you shared this episode with a friend or on social media and left a review on Apple Podcasts. Lastly, if no one's told you today, I want to remind you that you can build a successful business while playing with flowers. Now let's get out there and boss up.